This is Tom Rowe with a WGXC News update. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Matthew Hamilton in Capital Confidential reports Assemblyman Carl Hestie, Democrat from the Bronx, was elected the new Speaker of the State Assembly Tuesday, February 3rd. Sheldon Silver, the previous Speaker for 21 years, resigned the post after being arrested 2 weeks ago on corruption charges. Hestie becomes the first African-American Speaker in the history of the New York State Assembly. Quote, "We gather here today during a turbulent time for this institution," unquote, he said in a speech after the election. Quote, "The resignation of the previous speaker has brought about change in the leadership of this House, and this change in leadership will bring about much-needed reform," unquote. Steve McLaughlin of Rensselaer County and Claudia Tenney of the Mohawk Valley voted for U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, who investigated Silver. Silver, like most Democrats, voted for Hestie, still holding office, though now in the back row in the Assembly. Read the full story in the Capital Confidential. Audrey Mattett reports in the Daily Mail that acting Kara Durham District Superintendent Anthony Taibbi said the YMCA is interested in developing programming in the Durham Elementary building that the Kara Durham board closed last summer. Quote, "The Y is interested in putting programming in there as soon as possible. They have proposed three initial offerings, and then the survey will gauge if there is more for other offerings as well. So we are making some pretty good progress there," unquote, Taibbi said, noting a survey had been sent to parents in the school district about the proposal. Currently, a local Little League is using space at the former school to practice, and other local groups interested in using the Durham building for activities can make a request with the district's director of facilities, Kevin Lawton, at 518-622-8534. This time, we're reporting for WGXC.